This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 1 to 7, which on your sense unit worksheet will be units 1 through 17. So the hardest thing about the Aeneid is the fact that the words are not in the order that you are generally expecting them to be. Because of the meter, it has to stick with a dactylic hexameter meter, which is the meter used for all epic poetry. You could tell that it was an epic poem automatically from the meter of it. All right, so a lot of this, as you're going, is referring to other things, referring to mythology, referring to previous stories told by other authors. And Homer is definitely one of the ancestors of Virgil, at least literary ancestors, the person that he looked up to. Okay, so follow along with your sense unit. And as we go through, I'll talk about some of the grammatical notes that I put on there just to make sure that you understand what I'm indicating. Okay, so I'm starting off with cano arma virumque. So I sing of arms and a man. Now, according to your grammatical notes, this is a literary device here called metonymy. So the arma there, weapons, arms. And so what is that really representing? War. And so when Virgil is saying, I sing of arms and a man, he is automatically referring to Homer, who wrote books about war, okay, the Trojan War. And Virgil's going to tell about the Trojan War, but he's also going to tell about the war with the Rutulians and the Latin people that Aeneas is going to have when he gets to Italy. And a man. Homer wrote a whole book just about Odysseus, the Odyssey. And so he is kind of combining both. He is singing of arms and a man. So he's going to be telling about wars and a particular man named Aeneas. All right, so I sing of arms and a man. Qui primus venit, who first came. All right, so that qui there is the relative pronoun referring back to virum, who came. The man came. Who first came, ab oris Troiae, from the shores, from the coast of Troy. Italiam Laviniaque litora, to Italy and the Lavinian shores. All right, so this is another thing that's kind of annoying about poetry is to maintain that meter, to get rid of a syllable here and there. They might eliminate prepositions that you're used to. So how can I tell that this is to Italy and the Lavinian shores? The fact that it's accusative. Okay, so, and it says that he came. So you've got that motion and then you have the accusative. So it's going to be to Italy and the Lavinian shores. Fato profugus. Now this profugus, the only thing that's describing that masculine nominative singular is going back to the qui, which is of course referring to the man. The man. So this is a fugitive by fate. Okay, he was exiled by fate, by destiny. Ille jactatus multum. And again, who's this ille? This is the virum still. So that man, he, multum jactatus, much tossed about. So he didn't just get kind of pushed around the Mediterranean a little bit. He got tossed about much, a lot. Et teres et alto. So notice the et there. So both and. So both on the lands and on the sea. So he got pushed around across many lands and around all that sea. So this alto here by itself can refer to the deep, which is a way that a lot of people refer to the ocean, to the sea. And so again, that is the deep or the sea. You can say it either way. And what was he pushed about, tossed about by? We superum. Now, this is a typical syncopation in poetry where you'll see deum instead of deorum, superum instead of superorum. Okay, so by the power of the gods. Now, why? Ob iram memorem, sai why you known us, because of the mindful remembering anger of Savage Juno. Okay, now I put over that this is a lit device. It's a transferred epithet, also called an analoge, but I like transferred epithet because really what is happening is you have a word that has been transferred. It is misplaced. So who is mindful? Juno, not the anger. Okay. All right, so let me stop there. I'm going to retranslate, and then we'll take those last couple of units. So I sing of arms and a man who first came from the shores of Troy to Italy and the Lavinian shores, a fugitive by fate. That man, much tossed about, both on the lands and on the sea, by the power of the gods, because of the mindful anger of Savage Juno. All right, so keep going. We're going to see another participle, passus, just like iactatus. This is referring to that man, to him. All right, and so multa quoque passus, having endured many things also. Okay, so why having endured? Why not having been endured? Because that patior, pati, passus is a deponent. So that perfect passive participle really needs to translate as a perfect active. So having endured, having tolerated, having borne many things also. Bello, where did he endure these things? In war. From war. With war. It's an ablative of specification telling how he in what category he endured many things. Dum conduret bellum, until he might found a city. Okay. And inferit quae deus latio, and might bring the gods to Latium. All right. So you've got that imperfect subjunctive. This is the possibility. This is, you know, he endured a lot of things until he might found the city and bring the gods to Latium. All right, last three sense units. Unde genus Latinum, whence the Latin people, albanique patres, and the Alban fathers, atque altae moeniae Romae, and the city walls of high Rome. All right, so there's no verb here. This is another lit device called an ellipsis, where a lot of times the verb to be or a speech verb is left out. So you could say, whence the Latin people are, and the Alban fathers, and the walls of high Rome. Now, the three of these together, you've got three things that are leading up to Rome. Okay, so you've got the Latin people, the Alban fathers, and then last but not least, the city walls of high Rome. This is another lit device called Tricolans Crescens. And so you have three things, and they're kind of building on each other. And usually the last one is either the longest phrase in the Latin or it's the most important. It doesn't have to necessarily grow in size. It could grow in importance. Another historical Tricolans Crescens would be Wainy Witty Wiki. I came, I saw, I conquered. Okay, so I came first, I saw, and I conquered. Conquered would be the most important. Okay, but it's three things that kind of all go together and grow either in size or in importance. All right, so that last part there, the altai Romae, is possibly another transferred epithet. A lot of people think that it should be the high city walls of Rome. But Rome itself was on or surrounded by seven hills, so it itself would be considered high in elevation. All right, so possibly he's put it there to mean the high city walls of high Rome, kind of indicating both. But grammatically, altai really goes with Romae. All right, so I'm going to go back. I'm going to retranslate the whole thing and then make sure you review this and ask me questions in class. All right, so starting from the beginning. I seek of arms and a man who first came from the shores of Troy to Italy and the Lavinian shores, a fugitive by fate. That man, much tossed about, both on the lands and on the sea, by the power of the gods, because of the mindful anger, unforgetting anger, of savage Juno, and having endured many things also in war, until he might found the city and bring the gods to Latium, whence the Latin people and the Alban fathers and the city walls of High Rome are. And that goes all the way from line 1 to line 7, which is not all of the introduction, but it does state a lot of the themes for the whole book.